It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We've got a mild weekend ahead, but our weather expert says that is about to change. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain how an atmospheric rain switch is about to be flipped. First, Cliff, let's get your forecast for this weekend.
Well, today we have quite a bit of clouds coming overhead from a system that's approaching, but it should be basically dry and temperatures getting up into the low 60s. So not a bad day. It'll probably be some sun as we get into the afternoon. Saturday will be a really decent day. Temperatures, you know, probably will climb into the low 60s, maybe a little bit of clouds in the morning, some fog that'll burn off, and you know, temperatures getting again to the low 60s. On Sunday, a weather system will be approaching, and we'll start seeing rain on the coast earlier in the day, but most of the rain will go south of Seattle. So if you're going to go to Portland, you're going to go to the Oregon coast, it'll probably be raining on Sunday. The rain line will be somewhere in Seattle or in the Puget Sound region. North, it'll be dry and it'll be rain to the south. So, you know, going downhill on Sunday a bit, but not too bad in the northern part of the state. Then we're going to have a break on Monday and Tuesday. A weak ridge will pop up and keep us dry. Temperatures, again, about 60 degrees. And then on Wednesday, a stronger frontal system will come in. I expect some rain sometime on Wednesday. Then, you know, we're going to be starting the rain season now. And so we're going to start having this on and off rain, and the systems will get progressively stronger. So not a bad weekend. Saturday definitely be the best.
It's been awfully warm in October so far. In fact, this week we saw headlines again about record temperatures for 2015. Aren't we overdue for some rain and real, you know, cold, wet weather around here?
We are. In fact, October has been warmer than normal, about 2 or 3 degrees Fahrenheit on average, above normal over much of the state. And I mean, the temperatures actually haven't been going down much at all. Normally, they do decline. Precipitation has also been below normal. But we're coming now into the climatological time of the year where everything changes. And I have a feeling it won't disappoint us. One of the most amazing aspects of the climatology of our region is the fact that September can be quite nice. It's often sunny, you know, very pleasant. And the first half of October is often nice. But then sometime in the latter part of October or in a late year, in the beginning of November, the switch goes. And we transition extremely rapidly into the wettiest, windiest, and wildest weather that we get all year. In fact, the worst week of the year is typically the last week of November. On average, the wettest week, and also the stormiest. And so we go from really decent weather to terrible weather, if you don't like rain, within a month. I mean, not every place has this kind of sudden turn on. And it looks like the computer models are suggesting that during the next week and a half, we're going to make the transition.
Now, what about the very strong El Nino we've heard about this year? How's that going to affect our weather?
Well, you know, we have a strong El Nino, and it's gotten even stronger. Right now, it's the most powerful El Nino since the one we had in 97 and 98, which had a profound effect on the weather all over the Northern Hemisphere. And so El Nino, and especially a strong one, is going to bring warmer than normal temperatures over our region. You can bet on that. It's already happening. It's going to tend to weaken the storm somewhat. So the really powerful storms, like the Inauguration Day storm or the Hanukkah storm, they tend to avoid El Nino years, so there's less chance of getting them. Also, our precipitation tends to be a little bit lighter, but really not, you know, hugely lighter, maybe 10%. But we tend to have less snow in the mountains. Snowpack is down maybe 20%, and far less snow in the lowlands. So already we're seeing this pattern set up. We're getting this low developing off the coast, and we're getting what's called split flow over us. The atmosphere is basically tearing apart the weather systems. And that is what's happening this week, and it'll probably happen a lot this coming winter. But one thing the models are showing is that we are going to transition sometime later next week into a much, much wetter pattern and probably stay there. So, you know, you can expect the precipitation to turn on in a big way during the next week to 2 weeks.
All right. So if you like the outdoors, hiking, that kind of thing, get out there this weekend.
This weekend is the weekend to do it, especially tomorrow. Sunday will probably be okay if you go north, you know, like Mount Baker or something. But it is definitely going to decline after that. So the hiking season is going to fade back after this weekend.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.